Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Patuloy ang paglabag sa ilang COVID-19 rules ng mga anti-lockdown protesters sa Melbourne. Nagkagulong ilang residente at mga pulis sa Queen Victoria Market nang arestuhin ang mga nagpoprotesta. Ayon sa isang stall owner na si Emma Eisen, nauunawaan niya ang sama ng loob ng mga nagpoprotesta pero kailangan pa rin nilang makita ang totoong sitwasyon.
Too much stress, home, too much lost money. I understand all the people, but we have to look in the other country what's going on. A lot of people die every day, a lot of people caught coronavirus. We know, we are here, we are open, still we lost a lot of money. But we're going on, continue with a little bit hope. The people have to understand, stay home for a moment, a little bit more week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. That's better, we lost our family.
Samantala, mula ngayong araw naman, magkakaroon na ng pagbabago sa Stage 4 restrictions sa Metropolitan Melbourne. At magpupunta na nga sila sa first step ng recovery roadmap. Ayon kay Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, mas marami ng oras para lumabas ang mga residente.
Social bubbles for those living alone or single parents. They will be allowed to have one other person in their home. Exercise is extended for 2 hours, split over a maximum of 2 sessions. And of course, as we move towards the warmer months, the curfew is extended from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. So an extra hour of that freedom of movement.
Walang bagong naitala sa regional Victoria, pero bumababa na rin ang kaso sa buong estado. Ayon pa kay Premier Andrews, pwede nang magbukas para sa mga dine-in customers ang mga hospitality businesses sa regional Victoria ngayong Linggo.
And it looks likely, but again, we have to wait and see the next few days' numbers, but it looks likely that in just a few days' time, regional Victoria will be able to take another step, which has direct bearing in relation to pubs, restaurants, cafes. They may look a bit different. They may be much more outdoor rather than indoor, but those businesses will be able to reopen.
Iba naman ang sitwasyon sa syudad dahil sa mga namamatay mula sa aged care outbreaks. Paliwanag ni Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton, nahihirapan pa rin silang makontrol ang pagkalat ng sakit sa aged care sector.
There is that 48-hour period before symptoms develop when you're infectious, and so there are some household contacts of staff who are acquiring it, and of course there are residents who can have some challenging behaviours or some wandering that is also hard to manage from an infection control point of view.
Samantala, nausad ng isa pang buwan ang state of emergency sa Victoria mula sa September 14. Para maibsan ang problema ng mga negosyante, nag-anunsyo ang state government ng $3 billion support package kabilang ang cash grants, tax relief at cash flow support. Ayon kay Industry Support and Recovery Minister Martin Pakula, aabot sa higit $6 billion na ang kabuang pondo na nailaan ng pamahalaan para sa business support.
This business support is about ensuring that we get as many businesses through this next few weeks, get as many of them ready to come through the other side to go back to trading, whether they be in retail, whether they be in hospitality or elsewhere.
Sa Queensland naman, nagsalita ang ilang doktor para suportahan si State Chief Health Officer Janet Yang. Inamin ni Dr. Yang na naging sentro siya ng pambabatikos mula sa mga online trolls matapos ang naging desisyon sa quarantine exemption para sa mga funerals o libing. Sinabi ni Australian Medical Association Queensland President Chris Perry na buo ang suporta ng organisasyon kay Dr. Yang.
We have seen a lot of quite personal attacks on our Chief Health Officer. She's a woman. She's very highly qualified. The stress is on her. And all we can say is back off. We think this Chief Health Officer is doing a great job of the Chief Health Officer of Australia. She is probably par excellence. She is probably the one they look up to the most. And leave her alone. She's doing a good job. We support what she's saying and doing.
Wala namang naiulat na panibagong kaso ng coronavirus sa Queensland sa nagdaan na 24 na oras. Sa New South Wales naman, 9 na bagong kaso ang naitala mula sa mga travelers sa hotel quarantine. At ayon kay New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, hindi dapat makampante ang mga residente.
As we continue to stabilise the numbers and hopefully keep them low at the rate we're at, I don't want complacency to creep in. It's really important for us to stay focused. It's really easy for us to get a bit complacent and say, oh, the case numbers are low, we don't need to worry, but quite the opposite. Unfortunately, until there's a vaccine, we have to be on our guard. Every day is a battle. Every day is a challenge.
At yan ang ulat ni Biwa Kwan na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.